Here, another way of visualizing interdocument similarities is the Grokker system. It uses a different metaphor. What it's doing here is it's not showing you how the documents are related in relation to specific keywords or concepts or search engines and how the search results overlap. What it's actually doing, it's taking the results and says, let me take this bunch of results and structure them into distinct subsets and impose a hierarchical structure. And then each branch of the hierarchy is a different circle. And then within that branch, the sub-branches are other circles, till at the very end, when you reach the atom nodes, when you don't break it down, you find the actual results, you use a different icon to indicate that you have reached, that it's a leaf. So the little document icon with the, the dog mark, if I'm using the right term, indicate these are specific results, whereas the blue circles and the circles within circles indicate these are like folders within folders. And then each of those circles gets a heading to give you a name for a cluster that has been identified. The bigger the circle, the more stuff is in it, and so on. So it gives you a breakdown. Now, one of the issues with Grokker is since it's using a clustering algorithm, that's what's called the same result can be in different sub-branches of the hierarchy. So you might find it in one circle and then also in another, and that might be quite difficult at first to realize that's what's going on, because of the specific clustering algorithm that it's using that doesn't say a result can only live in one cluster and that's it. And that's, if it were the case, that's what's called a strict hierarchical clustering algorithm, whereas Grokker uses an overlapping a hierarchical clustering algorithm in order to organize the results. But this is sort of the beginning of another strategy for showing document similarities by grouping them together and by using containment to say, here are all the ones that are contained or related to this specific concept.